Shiras Monday night or Le Yudalit Shvat. Toshin Ayin Eidit. Second year we're learning the place of innovation on tests of Bays. Innovation on tests of cotton Bays as directed to by the end of Shmaisa Zion. So that's what we decided to do. Okay, let's go over, let's recap. I said this is more like it, now I feel more at home. Let's recap. People are aware that you give back an Aveda b'simonim. That's probably the most common usage of simonim, is everybody knows you give back an Aveda b'simonim, but actually it doesn't say in the Torah anywhere that you give back an Aveda b'simonim, and it's not so posh that you do.
Wait.
We're going to go in order.
Yeah.
Now, the truth is, to give back an Aveda, people, I would say, maybe not, maybe only I'm under a wrong impression, but when you go over to people and you say you give back an Aveda, to them, primarily, you have to prove that it's yours. But that's not really true. What you see in the Gemara is that the primary dynamic going on is that the person has to identify the Aveda. You know, if he identifies it, you give it to him. You know, the pure way of giving back an Aveda is via Zion. He said, it's mine. He identified it. It's only because we think maybe he's lying. So you only do it by a Talmid Chacham. So a Talmid Chacham is not going to lie. He's not choshed to lie. So he says, oh, I recognize this. So that's all, you give it back. I think this is an important point, it seems to me. And we're going to see that, it's going to come out by the Tzoyis also. That giving back an Aveda, let's talk about giving back an Aveda. The primary din is not the proof that he's not a liar. If you identify, something's lost. If you identify it, so you get it. So the best way to identify something, ironically, turns out to be, there's no simonim, so to speak. It's the assayin. I recognize it. So that's identification. And it's a Talmud Chacham, so we don't think he's lying. Now,
when he claims that it's his, he doesn't just identify it.
Well, he's claiming it's his, and he identifies it as his Aveda. He identifies it as the object that he lost.
Take that as a raya, that it was his, that he lost it.
We're not looking primarily for a raya that it's his, we're looking primarily for him to identify it as his. The ikar, again, the prime way of giving back an Aveda is a Talmud Chacham b'tfiyas Zayin. Where you clear away the problem that maybe he's lying, and he recognizes it, so he's able to identify it as his Aveda. This is the object that I lost. When you give a simen, so now you're dealing with two things. This is what the Tzoyis brings out, and that a simen serves two functions. A simen is, when you say, there's two possible, when you say a simonim d'oraisa or not. So, the first question is, theoretically, the first question is a simen a strong enough means of identification? Because there's a lot of pens in the world, so that, you know, if it's a joke, it's a joke. You know, his name's Smith and he lives in Borough Park. But we're talking about a simen beinoni, but we're not talking about any extreme. So, first of all, so you could say the question of simonim d'oraisa or d'rabbanon. The question of simonim d'oraisa or only d'rabbanon is a question, is it d'oraisa? Both, is it a strong enough means of identification? Or maybe it's not a strong enough means of identification. There's a lot of objects that, even if it's a simon benoni, but this could be something else, since it's not a simon mudlak. And then we have the problem that maybe, by an Aveda l'moshel, we have to deal with the problem, maybe I'm lying. Maybe I saw the simen in your house when I went to visit you, and now I'm giving the simen. And it doesn't really prove, we have a problem of am I lying?
Which was the whole reason we wanted a simon in the first place.
By an aveda.
By an aveda.
No. No, not the whole reason. No. That's an added
we
thing.
Need a simon. If he was a tamachacham, we wouldn't need a simon. He would be a
Zion. No. Yeah. There's two issues. Right. There's two issues. With a tamachacham, you only have to deal with one issue. There are two issues. Is it a simon, an identifying means? Are you identifying the object? Maybe it's a different object. Someone else lost a wallet that has a secret pocket on the inside. Okay, whatever it is. Then maybe it's an identifying. Maybe it is a good way to identify something. But maybe I was once in your house and I saw you had a wallet with a secret pocket, and now I heard you lost a wallet, so I'm running along and I'm the one saying it. Those are the two issues. So now the choice is machadesh. The choice wants to be mechadesh. He starts off with a chiddush. So when the Gemara asks if simonim d'oraisa or d'rabbanon, right, it's not asking whether a simon is an identifying means. That's posher to the Gemara that d'oraisa, this is what the Gemara suggests at first. That's, and he bases it on the Ramban that compares it to the simon of how do you tell something's a horse or something's a mule. And in that Gemara it says Shmami no simonim d'oraisa, and it doesn't say it's totally. It doesn't end up with a shaila. That's how he starts off. He says a simonim d'oraisa d'rabbanon nafkamina. If you give back a get, the simonim, a lost get. So he says the place can say based on the Gemaras that there's no final resolution to that question. The simonim of the arise of the rabbon, and you learn the sugi. The Gemara ends up with a suffix, and therefore you can't give back a get isha the simonim. He then says, "I in chulin, we have the Gemara saying that simonim of the arise, when he's talking about a chamor, a sus, the ears, the tail. You talk about an egg. How do you know if it's an egg of a kosher bird or non kosher bird? Yeah." So when you first read the tzai, sort of, you think like, "What's this? Like, it's a funny tushtel." But then you realize, since it is mamish that question, is simon an identifying means? So that's why he brings on the Ramban that the Gemara in Chulin is just talking about the pure strength of the simon, and you see in Chulin that the Gemara is clear that simon can identify something. Just like it identifies something as a sus, identifies something as a chamor. So if you had a dead body, where there's no chashash of lying, we're going to develop the tzoyis. We're going to see about all the gemaras. We're learning the tzoyis through. That for sure is the araisa. You can identify a dead body with simonim. The issue is a lost get, and that's what he says. Why didn't the gemara say nafkamina, if you could be mater in Eishes Ish, if you see a dead body and you mater it to Simonim? He said, that's not a shaila. That's for sure you could do. That does not declare in this Gemara if Simonim is the right of the Rabbanon. The Gemara is asking regarding only an Aveda, if we can deal with the Ramai problem through Simonim. If that's enough of a proof. Or maybe, as he keeps saying over and over, it's Kasuma Baruba. Or maybe he was in the guy's house and he saw it. Maybe it doesn't prove that he's not a liar. Okay. So that's a very big chiddush that the Ksei says. That the third paragraph. I don't know if that, we all have the same paragraph.
It
means Suma's a blind person. It means Punk fell in. You think he could see, like he found the skylight, the whole roof, and he found the skylight and he climbed down. Meanwhile, he fell down. He fell down. He Punk. It means he Punk hit. By accident, he got the right bingo. That the Gemara says the nafkamina simonim d'oraisa d'rabbanon. The nafkamina is to give back a loss to get. And by the way, we're going to see soon what that means to a shliach, because it's the shliach that we're afraid of lying. If he wants to get paid, or he's afraid that the guy's going to chop his head off for losing the get. But if we're dealing with a get that is lost and the husband comes, then we don't think he's lying. Then we just have to know if it's a proper identification or not. It's parenthetical, but that's why we're talking about a shliach that lost the get. We don't talk about a man that lost the get.
Maybe this is why I shouldn't be in Olam this year.
Maybe.
I don't understand how there can be a general question. Every siman is a different question.
No.
Unless
you're no,
telling
stop.
Me that I know
stop.
There's a level.
No, 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 stop. No, we know. I told you.
I know that there's a level.
Three categories. There's three categories. There's a category that's called the siman garua, which is a meaningless siman. There's a category called the siman benoni, and there's a category called the siman
mother. So there was no question about how true it is that mules will have this and this shape, ear, or that.
We are talking about a siman benoni.
We knew how true that was. Our question was if it has legal wallah.
I don't know what you're talking about. We know what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is talking about a siman benoni. The Rishonim say with the Gemara that says the Simonim derives the Rabbanon. Yeah, it's not a question of a lumdish shear, it's a question of the rabbi shvina b'kiya shear. The Rishonim proved that there are simonim that are for sure d'oraisa, and then they say because that's a simon muvuk, that's based on a Gemara and a Mishnah in Yevamos, we learned it in Shmaitza, and the simonim that are for sure no good, because the Gemara says that's called oruch for goods, was he tall or short? So when the Gemara doesn't know and brings rayas and back and forth, it's talking about simon benim.
But everybody's going to know which siman is the siman benoni.
No, not the place that you go to is going to know. The best one's going to know. You're not going to know, maybe. Yeah, the best one's job is to say which category is this in. It could be a machlokes. We're going to have soon a machlokes whether a certain siman is a siman benoni or it's a siman movik. It could be a machlokes. What category is it in? Well, we know there's three categories of simanim. Terrible, fantastic, and middle of the road. So the Ktsois is Machadesh. He says, why does the Gemara say the difference of Kamina of your Chakira is to give back a get Isha? Why doesn't it say to identify a dead body? And you may say, oh, that doesn't bother me. The Gemara had two choices, it picked one. Okay, but the Rishonim are bothered by that question. And the Ktsois answers that according to this Ramban, that the Simonim the Oraisa is horse mule, and the Gemara's clear about Simonim D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, where the suffix is not Nishkan, is when there's a question of lying. So, therefore, by get, Isha, that's lost by Yishliach, it's a question of lying. And therefore, it says, Nafkamina, get Isha. But it couldn't have said Nafkamina to identify a dead body, but that for sure is D'Oraisa, because there's no Chashash lying there, you even believe in Eirachot. We don't think anybody's lying to identify a dead body.
Simon Benoni?
Body
Derisa?
At this point, that's what we're saying. Yeah. That's what we're saying at this point.
And the horse mule, by the way, that was Benoni? Or Mufa?
Everything's Benoni. Okay. Everything has to be the same, or else nothing makes any sense.
Okay.
When the Ran asks a question, how come there the Gemara ends up with a Safi? And then Kulin ends up saying Simonim D'Oraisa, he doesn't answer that that's a Simon move. He doesn't answer that. He says, because they're talking about a straightforward Simon, is it a, I'm saying the words, I'm not going to say these words, is it a means of identifying something? But here we're dealing with a different problem. Was it true I'm not a rabbi? Maybe Kusuma Baruba or I saw it in your house. I'm identifying the object. Maybe it doesn't prove that it's mine. Maybe I saw it in your house and I saw those Simonim. But you only have that chashash in something like an aveda. You don't have it by a dead person. We're going to see. We're just starting the place. The zina shekosat the Ramban, the sfirle, the gabi akoras meis, vadei mahanim simonim in haTorah, el deboi lal adure get isha, that's what the Gemara was clearing, to give back a get isha. The eshloima mechzichazla, he saw it by the guy who, in truth, it is, o kasuma baruba. But of Eidus Isha, that's what we call an Eidus, that the person is identifying carcass. Of Eidus Isha, the name of Eidus, the Rokosh of the Meshaker, there's no Chashash Meshaker there. Elullah HaKara, the Simonim, to identify it. The Simonim, Vadei Mahani Min HaTorah. That's what Ramban saying, that's what the Tzitz is being Mechadish. Ulefiz there, even the boy, Laradui Get Isha, from the Gabi Get Isha, Ein HaShliach Nemon, he's not automatically Neman because we're afraid he's lying, because he doesn't want the guy to be mad at him, or because he doesn't want to lose his salary. The question in the shakar is Levi Karunas Habalalei. So there Yeshleim at the Simon Loi Mahani, it's possible. At this point we're thinking it's a Chashash D'Oraisa. That with D'Oraisa, at this point the place is going that this Chashash is so strong that even with D'Oraisa, that Simonim are only with D'Rabbanan, with D'Oraisa you're afraid he's lying. It's a Chashash D'Oraisa. Which in the Mechzei Chaza, he pumped sweat like the Suma Baruba. The Zehu Chichu Shom, and therefore the Gemara starts bringing riots, and it talks about Hashem as Aveda. They heard the Omer of Hasim Lohis of Bechlau, of Koldova Shiesh Lo Simonim. If you look at the Gemara, brings down a Braisa that, you know, again, we're used to the idea of Simon of Hashem as Aveda, and the Chumash is not mentioned. So it's in the Braisa that it says Simlo, give back the Simlo. So you see, and you give it back to Simonim. So the Gemara says, oh, look, Simonim's the Araisa. The Gemara is.
It was in the pasuk.
It's dafka by Hashem as Aveda that we've been arrived from because we're looking for Simonim to take care of the Chashash Sheker, of the Mechzichozo Asuma Baruba. We're not looking for a raya that Simon is an identifying, the proper way of identifying. The Hainudim came by Veda with Mahani Simon. That's what we're worried about. So by Veda, Simon should not help. Because the Mechzichozo Asuma Baruba. The Mishani Simon Kadinos, so the Brisa doesn't really mean a Simon. In Iker Drosh of the Brisa is the other point there was no Yiyush, whatever, the different din. Vahad the Poshul of the Gemara, and then once we Araya Mechamor, the Simon Ukov, Araya, the Simon in the saddle, the Dochila Be'edei Ukov, the Eidim have Theosayan on the Ukov, again, you don't have Araya. The Ichu Bazaar, the Rishonim asked, Yeshloma keep the boy low, I'm sorry. My Lama Shani Basiman Mubut, the Vade Mahan. Rishonim want to know if the Gemara has all these riots that you give like a Veda Basimanim, we could have given a very nice answer. What about a Siman Mubut? Now that Tzai says Kiddush number 2, bingo, he says a tremendous Kiddush. If you have a Chashash Mechzi Chaza, or Suma Baruba, then Simon Muvik doesn't help for that. Because the guy could have seen a Simon Muvik in the guy's house. Now that's a big machlokas, and a lot of people are chayvak with the tzoyis, but that's kiddush number 2. Kiddush number 1, the tzoyis says, is that your basic prayer of Simonim is the Araisa of the Rabbana. He's going to change that a little later. He's going to show that there's a Tana that holds Simonim doesn't even help as a means of identification. And he's going to show later that even if you're not choshesh for the sheker on a D'Oraisa level, you're only choshesh for sheker on a D'Rabbanon level. That's going to come later. But the first chiddush of the tzoyis is that the basic chakira of the D'Oraisa D'Rabbanon is regarding the chashash of lying. But as a means of identification, it certainly is the Araisa. The second chiddush that we're learning now is that, and since we're talking about the chashash lying, Simon Muvik doesn't help for that. Now, many argue with the tzoyis and say Simon Muvik does help for that.
Why?
Because it's such an unusual Simon that it's that much less logical that he saw it in the guy's house.
What?
Of course, I don't want to take sides in my focus. You can talk until tomorrow.
No, if it's a simon that you can't see, if it's under the thing,
it's not something maybe that you see at a glance. We're not talking about he broke into the guy's house and he studied all of his objects, you know, for 10 minutes each. We're talking about you're in a guy's house, you're a guest, you're eating your supper, and you see his wallet has like a secret pocket, you know. But a simon muvik that his wallet has a, you know, it has a label. Johnny Walker black label wallet. So that it's a shayla. It's a machlokas. Okay. The tzoyis says maybe.
Why should there be any difference?
We can't go into these things in depth. If you want to, we could. Then we could, we'll spend 2 months on this size. On this size. The Ktsoi says this is a chiddush. Many Achrayim argue with the Ktsoi. You want to know the rationale of their argument? If they hold that a siman muvik, you don't have these chashashas. Suma baruba, everybody understands. It's just less logical in a siman muvik than it's the suma baruba. Right?
Yeah.
It's like the suma in a mouse hole, not suma baruba, you know? And the other one, they hold that a siman muvik is not something you would casually see. It's something you would really have to be familiar, acquainted with. I don't want to go into it. And I think it's legitimate not to go into it. I'm pointing it out as a chiddush of the Ktsois. Because when you learn through the Gemara, and you just learn Shemaitza, you go, Siman Muvik, wow, that's it, boom, bingo. That's the tip of the mountain. The Ktsois is being machadish that when you're dealing, that the Gemara, when it talks about Siman Muvik, the Araisa Oderabonot, and he, Machadesh, he's learning Shat Mak Gemara, that the Gemara is only talking about the Indian of lying, it's not talking about as an identifying, is this a proper identification? So that Gemara, the Gemara couldn't have answered the Raya from the Braisa by saying it's talking about a Siman Muvik, because we would have the same question in a Siman Muvik. Kiddush. Kiddush number two. The Rishayim ask, why didn't the Gemara answer it's talking about a Siman Muvik? But it says, oh, according to my Yisod, it's answered. Because the Gemara is talking about a Siman as proof that I'm not lying, not Siman as an identifying mark, as a means of identification. And a male, even a Siman Muvik is like that. Well, the female should present the Yishomar, even the boiler la duri getisha. I know this because the Gemara said Nafkamina to give back a Gerisha. He's going over his Yisai. Why didn't the Gemara say Nafkamina to identify a dead body? So you see, the Gemara is only talking about the Hashash lying. It's not talking about a means of identification. There's no Hashash lying to identify a dead body. And therefore, the Gemara couldn't have answered. It's talking about a Siman Muvik because he still had the same problem. So they boil up by Chorus Meis the Siman. Alma the Sphere lay the Simon and the Araisa. Ela Bavedus Haged, it's a problem. Mishum Mechze Chazi, or Suma Baruba. And came Ali Siman Muvik alone. Even the Amri Mechze Chaza, he saw it in the guy's house, of the Suma Baruba. So you have that even by a Siman Muvik. That's what the Tzai's home. Behold the Poshet Law, the Gemara then brings a Raya. Now we're going to see other Shitas. Ketanoi, the Tanya Ein Nidan Al Hashuma. Now we're talking about identifying a dead body. So the Gemara brings down a Tanakama that Ein Nidan Al Hashuma. Hashuma is like a mole. That doesn't tell you who the dead guy is. Eliezer ben Mavoyon and Nidan Al Hashuma. So the Gemara says, My La Bakamifagi. Tanakama Sovar Sinan Drabonon. Eliezer ben Mavoyon and Sinan Drabonon. So you say, No, the Gemara means a Kalvachomer. I have a Tana that holds Simonim don't even help to identify a dead body. Toshkate is not going to help by an Aveda. That's what the Gemara means. Haina the Parshim Tana Kama, the Hilkos of Kavosa, and now he's changing from what he said. But before he was talking, now he's talking in this Gemara. So the Gemara says, I have a Tana that says you cannot identify a dead body with a Shuma. So the Gemara. The Tanakama obviously holds you cannot identify a dead body with a siman, even though there's no chashash b'shaker. So the question of is this a means of identification? The Tanakama holds no, because the Brice is talking about identifying a dead body. The Hosam lo choshed l'mashaker, even they dechod nema be'edus isha. Vafilu hachi savri, at least the Tanakama holds siman d'rabbonon. Came, because came by Aveda. The Gemara's clear as an Elam Metzias about an Aveda. The Sugya is talking about giving back an Aveda to Simona. Is that the Araisa Drabana? So the Tzai says, if the Gemara found the Braisa with a Tanakama that holds you cannot identify a dead body with a Simon, so it's asking like a Kalvachim. Oh, look, there's a Tana that holds a Simon can't even identify. Koshke, when you have to prove the guy's not a liar.
Why isn't Koshke?
Why isn't Koshke thinking?
It's a new factor on the side of it's a different factor. It's a factor, in other words, on the side of, this is no, not
Hashem. See from the Ramban.
No Hashem Shaker. So it's not, the reason is not because.
Certainly step one is an identification. You see from the Ramban, again, you see from the Ramban that The Ramban, we're talking Halacha now, holds that the bottom line is Shimonim's Dioraisa, Lagabi being a means of identification, and it's Midrabanon, Lagabi being a means of proof that I'm not lying. So you see, that's harder to do.
But by the case of the mace, there is no chashad.
Right.
So there's no proof that we're not talking about lying or not lying. Bechlal.
The reasoning is the same, and therefore, it's like the saying is the payment. Or else, the Gemara is proof. The Gemara is proving from Tanakhama that Shimon is Rabbanon. And the Tzais is not backing off of his two dinim. One means of identification, one taking care of just lying. So he's saying, there you go, it's from the Tanakhama, it's like a Kalva payment. Why is it a Kalva payment? Because he's not backing off of his reasoning of the Ramban. Because the Ramban holds it's the Orisa when it comes to identifying. And, but it doesn't take care of a chashash mishaker, maybe. So if you see someone holds it's not even a means of identification, that's like step one. I didn't identify the object. I didn't identify it. I didn't identify it. I go, oh, that's the pen. It writes blue. That's not an identification. You don't identify a pen by saying it writes blue. You don't identify a guy by saying his name's Cone and he lives in Borough Park.
But the Rabbanan say it's good, right?
What?
The Rabbanan say it's good. No, no, it's not so extreme.
Why did you say that? That's
it.
Talking about the Tanakh.
Yeah, it's the Rabbanan.
The Doch, okay? The Doch is that the Gemara Brad is Doichet Araya. The Chuli Alma Simonim Dioraisa. The Hoka Beshuma Mitsuya Bemangilo Komiflagi. In other words, maybe it's really a Simon Garua. Because it's the same age. Maybe people the same age have a mole in that place. So we're still holding on to the Ramban. The Gemara then says, "Iboy is able to play almost Simonim the Rabbanon." The Halacha Beshuma is a Simon Muva Kamiflagi. Oh, she says that's only because the Gemara is talking about a dead body. So that's why the Gemara Nem Zom for a double portion that a Simon Muvik is good. Because we're talking about identifying a dead body. So even if you say that Simon does not identify a dead body, even if you say it's not a means of identification, but a Simon Muvik is, it's only in the Chashash Meshaker that the Ketzois is Machadesh that a Simon Muvik doesn't gain you anything. But as a means of identification, there's plenty of Gemaras that Simon Muvik is better than a regular Simon. And here in the Gemara, also Vacha Bishuma Simon Muvik. The fact that it's a Simon Muvik, a good Simon, certainly plays a role in identifying a dead body. That's for sure. Even the Lachosh of the Mashaker, because we're not trying to take away the Chashash Lai. We're trying to say it's a means of identification. But still, Simon Muvik might not help you to give back a lost get. I repeat, to a shliach, because it's the shliach that's kosher to lie, not the owner of the get. If we know the guy is owning the get, not a shliach of the get, there's no chashash mishakir. We should metzichozak shumu baruba filu Simon Muvik loy mahani. Ubezet nirelan yisdaiti according to these yisodos. Here on the side of the Yashiv Divrei Rambam, Kekosov is Elishona. You're going to have to switch it here. The place is going to introduce an idea that the Chashash lying is maybe only Midrabanan, and Simonim certainly helped the Araisa even for the Chashash lying, and it's only Midrabanan that it doesn't. Right, and therefore the Gemara says maybe Simonim Midrabanan. It means because of the Chashash Midrabanan. You know, let the Tzai say it. Because he has a Rambam as follows. Oshanera, the guy was killed. Well, he kiru ponov, no tziyasayan. They didn't recognize him. We know already. Tziyasayan, you need the fire and the nose. But if they were simonim uvokim, he had a birthmark in the shape of the state of California, 2 inches above his belly button. If you say he had an inni, not an outie, that's a simon garua. Many people have innies, not outies. That's a simon garua. When you say he had a birthmark, the shape of the state of Texas above his belly button, that's probably a simon muva proud of him. No, but just so we shouldn't get confused, The Tzoyis at this point doesn't take the word Simon Mubik and the Rambam seriously. Not my problem. I'm the one that I was spending a half hour on this, not you. It's clear for the Tzoyis, he's like glossing over the usage of the word Mubik in the Rambam. Yeah, you'll see. Because he's talking about the Simon that we're talking about the whole part.
He has a good Raya for it.
Yeah. So the guy doesn't come back. You can bring his sons into the estate. They can divvy up the estate. There's a simon on the body, and the guy disappeared. He's not coming back. I don't know how much time had to go by. So you can divvy up the Yerusha.
What's Avad Zichro?
What?
Avad Zichro
means he doesn't come back. He's gone.
Ah, okay.
Like the people that came to yesterday's shiur. They're gone.
Hello.
Okay, I said there would be 10 people here tonight. Not there, exactly 10. My wife asked me how many people came to the shiur. He says, not Maskimina. Tomorrow night there's going to be 10. The next night there's going to be 7, and we're going to end up with 7.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge.
Challenge.
Throwing down the mantle.
What?
Throwing down the mantle.
If the island comes steady and once, I can stay till 9:30. But I have to know. I'm going away for a week to America. So my late brother's daughter is getting married. And although it's a tremendous and serious matter for me to go, I'm really very nervous about going. But I'm going. It's a serious matter. So. What am I proving? I'm proving I'm not a liar. I'm going to be missing Sunday night. I won't be here, and I will next be here the following Monday. I'll be away like 8 days.
This coming Sunday?
This coming Sunday I will not be here. I'm going away Sunday to Sunday. So the one this year, I'll be missing 2 Sunday nights. So we'll learn until 9 o'clock. Till then, and then we'll see. And when you're having fun, time flies. I'm willing to say till 9:30 you can't say till 9:30. Okay. Anyway, so the Rambam says you can give out the Yerusha, but you can't marry off his wife. And that's why the Tzoyis goes on to say, now can't be talking about a real Simon Mubik, because of course you marry off a guy's wife if you identify the dead body with a Simon Mubik. Shani Omaloch, but the Rambam says the reason is because we're machmir because of Issacharis. The Dvarav Nirin Tamu and Ma'ol. Where is the Rambam coming from? And that's up. The Tzoyis assumes this Rambam saying the Svarav Midirabana. But Midiraisa, it's a good identification. Midiraisa. Because,
the Zimuva.
And Midirabana, not to marry off his wife, because of Issachar. The Dvarav Nirin Tamu and Ma'ol. So Bishas Machma the boy of the Arisa. Ukumosham Musham the Gemara the Mandyam Simonim Drabonan, Echmazin Aveda Simonim, from Musham Takanto. Then Kane Ech Kotoko Echmir of the Simon El Neasakari, the Gemara says, the Simonim Drabonan. So you don't, you can't be Matari Surim.
What happened? What was the
intent? He's going to fend for it according to what he's saying.
Okay,
well, see me, it's good. When you first see the Rambam, someone that didn't learn the whole Tzoyis till now. If you look at the Rambam, it's a Pella. The Rambam, the Gemara says that Simonim is the Rabbanon, or at least that's the bottom line.
Bottom line?
The bottom line Maskana. It's a suffix. You have to assume that the Rabbanon. And you can only give back an Aveda with a Simon, but you can't be Matir Elisa with a Simon. The Rambam comes up with this new thing. That because of this Akores, they were Machmi. What's that all about? Well, that's the main man. You can't say the Rambam's talking about a Simon Mubik. Because a Simon Mubik, Yitaka could allow the woman to remarry. You don't say, oh, it's a chorus, you have to be married. Well, if he meshikasafti nira, but according to what I said, the boy shan promise you about a boy loved your isa. The Amrushan Echmachzina Vedi Bissimonim. The more is talking about on the your isa level. You put it on the Mechamor Bissimonuk of the Krah.
But the Rav skipped the bottom of the previous paragraph. I mean, maybe it's not
what?
Important. The Rav skipped the bottom of the previous paragraph.
I did. The Lekal member of the Maya B'Simon Mubik B'Yoyter.
B'Yoyter. We didn't have B'Yoyter.
It means what we call siman mubin.
It is? Why not? Why, we have this in the Kiddush Mishnah.
Okay. Okay. Real siman mubin.
Okay.
Well, if you mention kasati near the boy shem b'matzia and talking about on the arisal level, unfortunately, nami mechamor b'siman ukaf the crop. El dzeu ba'vedu the boy lo b'shem merzi chazir b'lei shem b'sumu b'aruba. Avol hoch heicha da simonim emes. Vaday mahani siman min haTorah. Just as a means of identification, it certainly helps with your ISO. Midloy boy lo la duri ged, loy boy lo bakars meis laterisha. For hod the loy somchinam beid asisha besimin. So taka, how come we're not matir and isha besimin? How come, bottom line, we're not matir a woman to get married with a simin? That's because of Ravashi in Bav Metzia daf yud ches amid beis. So Ravashi introduces the idea that even in an Eidus Isha,
where
there's no chashash b'shaker, he's talking about when the Baal lost the get, not when the Shliach lost the get. He introduces the idea that with the Rabbanon, you have to be choishish. So that's where the Rambam got it from. Because it's an Issachares, with the Rabbanon, you have to be choishish. There's no chashash b'shaker. You can't summon Lubuk v'yoyse nami boy mahani.
Wait, what happened? Excuse me. Brings, I don't want to see it in the words. He said, "Oh, it's funny about Nekev Ba'amalo." Rav Ashi Misafkevay, someone who writes the Rabbanit.
Rav Ashi is the one that introduces the idea. He's got a choice of learning the Gemara that even when you're only dealing with a means of identification, it's possible that that with the Rabbanon you have the chashash. That with the Rabbanon you have the chashash.
Of what lying is lying?
Because it's a chorus. Yeah. But not lying, there's no lying.
Okay.
That is not good enough. Okay. As a means of identification, because it's an Issacharis. We have to start we'll come back to here tomorrow.
The story about Ravashi to lie is that the Havakkuk is it's